弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们实在感谢主啊，让我们这一次能够在山上聚集，神给我们这么好的环境，也让我们弟兄姊妹都能够有一个渴慕的心来到他的面前。
We truly thank the Lord. He's given us such good environment up here on the mountaintop, and also give brothers and sisters a heart desiring the Lord.
有许多的地方没有这个条件。
There are a lot of places they do not have such a condition.
但是主恩待我们，让我们可以这样安安静静的，不受任何事物的打搅，我们可以注目在他的身上。
And the Lord has given us the situation so that we are able not to be distracted and we can quietly wait before the Lord and focusing our eyesight on the Lord.
这次四个早晨，主给我的一个负担就是用马太福音的主题，啊，天国近了，你们应当悔改，成为这四次交通的那个主线。
So this time the Lord has given me a theme for these four mornings that where I use the thesis for the book of Matthew and to thread through my sharings.
第一天我们讲的是这一个信息是在人类最黑暗。最没有指望的时候，神开始借着他的仆人施洗约翰，第一个传讲这篇信息。
The first morning we shared upon the time, the darkest moment of the world, at the time when the people are without hope, that God through the John the Baptist given the first message that is repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
半年后，神的儿子出现在这一个世界的舞台，他也传讲同样一篇信息。
Half a year later, the Son of God, he also appeared in this world, in the world before the people, and he preached the same message.
他呼召门徒，他训练他们，然后他打发这十二个人出去，还是传讲同样一篇信息。
He called the disciples, and he trained them, and he sent them out, and he gave them the same message to preach.
然后他说到他再来第二次再来的时候，这个时代要结束的时候，那个兆头仍然与这篇信息发生绝对的关系。
And then he's going to come again, his second coming, and the signs among them is same message that has a very close relationship with this message.
他的再来必须把这个天国进了这个信息传遍地极，然后末期就到。
His return has to do with the same message has been preached to the ends of the earth, and then the end shall come.
所以，我们这个时代，如果我们里头感觉到主的回来是那么的近的时候，教会有一个责任。
So if we feel in our hearts that the close at the end is so near, then there is a responsibility for the church.
所有他宝血买书回来的人。我们如果要答应这个王的旨意能够实行在地上的话，
All those who've been purchased by his blood, if we are going to answer the calling for the will of the king to be carried out on earth,
我们必须把王心中的那个负担传到地极，用教会的权柄来把它完成。
We must preach the burden in the heart of the king and preach it through the ends of the earth and complete the heart desire of the king.
否则我们这一代没有办法向主交账。
Otherwise, as this generation, we cannot give account to the Lord.
第二天我讲到这个传信息的人马太。
On the second day, I shared about the messenger, Matthew.
另外也用一位弟兄叫做戴德森的来做一个例子，这些人都是活在这个天国的实体里头的人。
And also I used another brother, Hudson Taylor, as examples of this, who lived in the reality of the kingdom.
他们做我们的榜样。
And they would be our example.
那昨天我就开始来讲到马太的眼中怎么样来介绍他所跟随的这个王。
And yesterday I shared upon in the eyes of Matthew, how does he follow this king?
他能够付这么大的代价，撇下他 那么成功的事业。
He was able to pay such a heavy price. He's able to leave his successful business behind.
然后就跟从了他，从那一天起再也没有回头了。
And he was able to follow him, and he never looked back from that day on.
那显然他在这一个人的身上，他看到一些人家没有看到的东西。
Clearly, he has seen something upon this man that nobody else has seen.
他愿意牺牲一切，付任何的代价来跟着他走。
He was willing to give up his all and pay any price to follow him.
所以我们应该有一个非常强烈的好奇，他怎么样来介绍这一位他的主人呢？
So we should have this very strong curiosity. How does he introduce this master?
那么昨天我只在提到他第一句话，第一章第一节的时候，他有三个重点。
I mentioned yesterday this first chapter in his first sentence. He made three points.
记得我们第一章第一节讲什么吗？
Do you remember first chapter verse one? What does it talk about?
我们再复习一次。
Let's review.
请打开马太一章一节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter one verse one.
我们念的时候一起念，但是我要把大英文大概没有问题，我要中文把那个原文的两个字放进去来念。
For the Chinese readers, please replace the text with the original translation, the original text.
就是不要照着什么后裔啊子孙来念，我要你们照着这个小字里面的那个原文的字来念。
So replace the words descendants with the word son.
Okay. 亚伯拉罕的儿子，
the generation of Jesus,
大卫的儿子，耶稣基督的家谱。
The son of Abraham.
对，这是他开宗明义要讲。他的主是什么人物
？And this is his thesis for his book. He stated at the very beginning clearly who is this Lord.
那昨天我花了一堂的时间，虽然是一个福音聚会，但是他的第一个点，我昨天讲的是那一个 Genesis， 那个家谱翻译成家谱，也是一个开始。
And yesterday, even though it was a gospel meeting, then I spent some time upon this first word, the beginning of this book, about the word Genesis. It's a new beginning.
他要让我们看见这一个耶稣，他乃是神一个新的开始。
He wants us to see this Jesus is a new beginning. It's the Genesis of God.
在他以前，一切都已经旧了，都过去了。
And before him, everything has passed and it's all old.
结束了。
It's ended.
因为已经被罪所玷污了。
Because it's been defiled by sin.
现在他来了，这一位神的儿子来到地上，他开始一个新的纪元。
Now he has come as the Son of God. He's beginning a new age.
这是我们昨天所强调的。
And this is what we stressed upon yesterday.
所以你就能够猜得出来，今天早上我要讲什么。
So you may guess what I'm going to share this morning.
对吧？剩下有两个点。
There are two points.
一个点是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
First, about the son of Abraham.
第二个就是他是大卫的儿子。
Second point, he is the son of David.
你如果看耶稣的家谱。
If you look at the genealogy of Jesus.
有三个十四代。
There are fourteen generations.
对吧？所以你加起来夯不啷四十二代。
And so if you add them all together, it's 42 generations completely.
谁是谁的儿子？谁生谁？谁生谁
？Who begot who and who begot who？
但是马太在这里说，在这么一大串的这个人物里头
，and doing among all these people and characters，
他点出两个人物
，he pointed out specially two characters，
来强调耶稣是谁
，to emphasize who Jesus is。
哪两个人物呢
？Who are these two characters？
第一，亚伯拉罕的儿子
；First, the son of Abraham。
第二，大卫的儿子
；Second, the son of David。
那显然。在这两个儿子身上，神曾经说过话。
Then clearly God has spoken about these two sons.
第一个是在耶稣之前，亚伯拉罕是2000年的人物。
One, Abraham existed 2000 years before Jesus.
一个是在耶稣前1000年的人物。
The other characters existed 1000 years before Jesus.
那用我们今天来感觉一下的话，哇哦，一个是讲在我们之前2000年，那就不是主耶稣的时代吗？
And if we try to give it a feel nowadays, looking back 2000 years, that's about the time of Jesus Christ.
那用中国的历史来说，那是汉朝的时代，那都是很古很古的了。
And Chinese history is the Han Dynasty. It's a very ancient times.
所以 怎么在马太的眼中忽然间他看见好像眼睛亮了，哎呀，这位耶稣跟亚伯拉罕的儿子有关。
How is it that Matthew has his eyes brightened or opened that he can see that this Jesus has something to do with Abraham?
啊，这位耶稣跟大卫的儿子有关。
And that Jesus has something to do with the son of David.
那显然这两个点就是耶稣到地上来所要向我们应验当年2000年前也好1000年前也好曾经说过的话。
Clearly the coming of Jesus has something to do with realizing or fulfilling the words that spoken by God 2000 years ago, 1000 years ago.
这是他在神面前得到的启示，让他知道我今天跟着他走，我这一生就没有白活了。
This is the revelation he received from God that he knows that I'm following this man so that for this life of mine, if I follow this man, I will not be living in vain.
他能够跟随他义无反顾。
He can follow him without any regret.
他能够为他舍命。
He could die for him.
他能够拼上一切，什么都不管了。
He could give up everything for him and nothing else matters.
什么力量吸引着他呢？
What is this force that's driving him or attracting him?
他以前年轻的时候为什么没有这么干呢？今天忽然间整个点上火了呢？
How come he never did this when he was younger, but today he was like lit up like fire?
对不对？那昨天我们说到他的圣经，我想是在这四个作者里头对旧约最有造就的一个。
And yesterday we mentioned that in his version, his book of this gospel, his knowledge of the Old Testament is probably the best compared to the others.
在那个年代，圣经有这样根基的人，只有两种人。
And that time and age, that only two types of people would have such Bible knowledge.
一个法利赛人，像保罗这种人。
One would be Pharisee, just like Paul.
一个就是祭司文士，他们也是。绝对熟悉圣经的人。
The other one would be the priests and the scribes, and they would be the other kind, other type of people who would be familiar with the Bible.
所以我们就可以来猜，马太到底是这两种人中间哪一种
？So we can take a guess, and who, which type does he belong to?
阁下意见如何
？What do you think?
他绝对不是法利赛人。
He would not be a Pharisee.
为什么呢？法利赛人是最瞧不起什么？税吏的。
Because the Pharisees would the Pope, they would despise the tax collectors the most.
他又做税吏，所以他不会是有那个法利赛人的背景。
Yet he is a tax collector, so he would not have the background of a Pharisee.
所以自然而然他必须是祭司、文士这个背景出来的。
So he must come from the background of a priest or a scribe.
那换言之，他应该在干什么的？照着他这样的训练，他应该是。在圣殿里面侍奉神的人呢
？In other words, with his training, he should be one who's serving in the temple.
那他怎么不务正业跑到去做税吏呢
？Why didn't he do his job and he went and become a tax collector?
对不对？你就要问，你要追问下去。
Right? You need to keep pursuing after this question.
那你说他视财如命
？Oh, you say that he must love money so much.
是吗
？Is that right?
我想不是。
I don't think so.
要捞啊！那个年代在做祭司个个捞宝。
And if you want to get money, even as priest, you'll be able to get a lot of benefits.
对吗？因为主耶稣不是到了圣殿吗？他说，这买卖牛羊鸽子兑换银钱，这都是祭司都在那边发财啊。
And didn't Jesus go to the temple and saw all these people who were doing trades and buying and with the cattle with everything in the temple, and that's all priests.
看见没有？如果要发，其实，在宗教里面是最好发的。你开个庙，那简直是无本万利。
And if you want to just with a purpose solely for making money, and it's best to do it in the religious world. If you open up a temple for business, you have great business.
最近我在成都的时候，一个成都大学的学生告诉我。
Recently, I was in Chengdu in China, and a student from a college told me.
他们我们学校那个招就是职业的广告上。
In our college, there are lots of advertisements for looking for people.
我们寻找和尚两名啊。
We're looking for professional monks.
对，一个月多少钱呢
？And you'll be paid a certain amount each month.
那么福利我们可以一起分这个奉献箱里的这个。 钱到年底。
And for benefits, year end, we can share what comes into the offering box.
他就讲给我听，我差点笑，我笑，差点笑死。
And I almost died laughing so much.
是的，搞宗教是真是叫做无本万利的事业。
It's true. If you're in the business of religion, it's a business without having to deposit a.
开什么饭馆都赚不了，赚不了，比不上这些人。
And even if you're going into business for a restaurant, it's not as good as this business.
但是，这个年轻人从小长在这个环境里头，他看了他的良心过不去。
This man, he grew up in this environment. His conscience is telling him something else.
难道这就叫做侍奉耶和华吗？
Is this the way to serve the Lord God?
我这样侍奉，我良心不安的。
If I serve God this way, it will not pass my conscience.
所以他一定是走了。
He must have left.
他要赚钱，我赚的还平，良心平安一点，我到外面去赚，凭本事赚。
If I want to make money, it will be better for my conscience if I go out and make money by my own talent and capability.
但是他赚是赚了，他并没有快乐。
So yeah, he made money, but he wasn't happy.
他知道这不是他的人生。
He knew that this was not going to be his life.
他的价值不在这里，神给他的呼召不是这一个。
His value does not lie here, and that's not God's calling.
但是出路在哪里呢？
And yet, where is the way out?
这个圣殿就在这里。
This temple is right here.
整个的宗教的体系就是这个样子。
And this is the whole system of religion here.
谁也不能动。
Nobody can touch it.
没有路。
There is no way.
年轻人最痛苦就是找不到人生的方向。
The most painful thing for a young person is not to be able to find their direction for life.
对吧？我儿子跟我说，我现在在 Apple， 他发现 Apple 是最美国最大的 sweatshop。
My son works in the Apple company, and he found out that's the most the biggest sweat factory in the United States.
This is top secret, 不能讲。
This is top secret, by the way.
天哪，你里头如果有一个渴望。
If you have this desire,
你愿意侍奉神。
That you want to serve God.
可是你眼放眼看去，没有路。
But you look around and there's no way.
感谢神。
Thank God.
马太找到了。
Matthew found it.
有一天是主耶稣自己来找他的。
One day the Lord Jesus himself came and found him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们没有路的时候，神知道你的心。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we have feel that we have no way out, God knows your heart.
如果你真的要寻求真理，
if you truly want to find the truth,
你真的愿意侍奉神，
you truly want to serve God,
耶稣会来找你。
Jesus will come and look you up.
因为耶稣自己说的，我来是招罪人，不是招义人。
Because Jesus himself said that I came for the sinners, not the righteous.
这是他到地上来的目的。
This is his purpose for coming to the earth.
所以当他看见这个答案的时候，他什么都可以放下。
So when,
如果你说他是贪财如命的人，他的表现不是这个样子。
So that's why when he see it, he is willing to give up everything. If he was a man who solely seek after the wealth, then he would not behave like this.
如果是他贪财如命的人，他应该问问主，你一个月给我多少钱？
If he was one only seeking after the wealth, then he should ask the Lord, so how much will I get paid every month?
对不对？
Right?
如果钱是他的主的话，他应该有这个反应才对的。
If money was his Lord, then he should have this reaction.
没有。
No.
因为他找到答案了。
Because he found the answer.
好，那他现在就告诉我们，这一位我跟随的耶稣，第一，他是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
So now he tells us that this Jesus that I followed, firstly, he is the son of Abraham.
第二，他是大卫的儿子。
Secondly, he is the son of David.
好，那我们现在一个来看。
So now we look at it one by one.
什么叫做？当然，我们没有犹太人旧约的背景的时候，我们就不太懂。马太里面的那个感觉。
Since we do not have the Jewish background, maybe we do not quite understand the feeling that Matthew is feeling.
他对圣经是非常熟的。
He's very familiar with the Bible.
他知道旧约里头神曾经对他们的祖先说过什么话。
He knew that what the Lord has spoken to his ancestors.
所以他现在写这封马太福音的时候，他一点就点在那几个重点上。
So when he's writing the book of Matthew, he's just going for the important points.
那今天早上呢，我们就要进到他那个重点里头去看看，他当时被震动的原因在哪里。
So let's this morning look at these points and why these points were grabbing his attention and that he's shaken.
好，请我们来看看亚伯拉罕跟神之间的一段故事的历史。
And so now we look at the story between Abraham and God.
先看十五章。
Let's turn to chapter 15 of Genesis. Genesis chapter 15.
因为我现在所点的都是跟儿子有关的。
What I'm pointing out is has something to do with the son.
因为他在这里强调的是亚伯拉罕的儿子，所以我们要看这个儿子的问题。
Because he's talked about the son of Abraham, so now we're looking at the problem of the son.
十五章我们要读的是这个第二节。
Chapter 15, verse 2.
然后我们要念到六节。
Through verse 6.
对。亚伯兰说，主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。亚伯兰又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
Verse 2.And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir.
耶和华又有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，以你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir.
于是领他走到外边，说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？
And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them.
又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。
And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness.
这是亚伯兰跟神之间第一次讨论儿子的事情。
This is the first time that God is discussing about the matter of the son with Abram.
神说，我要大大祝福你。
God said, I will greatly bless you.
他说，你已经给我很多祝福了。
And he said, you have blessed me already greatly.
你如果还要给我祝福，那我家里有一个，这叫做，以利以谢，你就祝福他好了，他是我的养子。
And if you want to bless me even more, there's this, Eliezer at my house, and he's my son, counted as my son.
养子，应该说 stepson 嘛，是吧 ？Adopt son.
Adopt son.
对，那神说 no。
God said no.
我不是不能祝福那一个。
And this is not the one I will bless.
要你生的才算。
It has to be born of you.
我可以生一个儿子啊。
Now, I can give birth to a son.
蛮高兴的。
And he was quite happy.
对不对？所以神就跟说要你所生的才算。
And so God said, only the one that comes forth from your bowels will be counted.
然后就带他到外面来，指着天上的星。
And he took him out and pointed out to the stars in the heavens.
你能数得过来吗？
Can you count them?
当然数不过来。
Of course you cannot count them.
你的后裔将要如此。
And that's how many your sons will be.
那，因为他信耶和华，这是亚伯拉罕第一次被神称他为义。
Because he believed in the Lord, and this is the first time that God counted him as righteous.
这个故事也就被引用在罗马书，也是我们 Dana 弟兄讲到因信称义的那个例子，那个样板，保罗就是提这个故事说的。
And this story has been repeated in the New Testament and by Paul, and our brother Dana has shared about this as a sample for how is it justification by faith.
可是这一次所讲的话里面隐藏了一个玄机。
And yet, the words that were spoken at this time, there is a mystery hidden behind it.
因为神在这里讲话的时候，他是叫做一语双关。
Because when God was speaking, he actually has some hidden meaning behind these words, his words.
我们去读的时候,
when we read them, and if we read them, especially when we are reading the Chinese version,
你从上下文来读, 你的后裔将要如此, 然后又指着天上的星,
and if you are reading from the context, I talk about your descendants will be like this, I talk about the stars in the heaven,
你我的直觉是什么?
What would be your instinct be?
啊, 神在这里对亚伯兰还说, and, 你将来怎么样? 子孙要如同天上的星这么多, 对吧?
So your reaction would be, this is what God is telling Abraham, that your descendants will be as many as the stars in the heaven.
亚伯拉罕相信神要给他 很多的子子孙孙呢?
And so Abraham believed that God will give him a lot of descendants.
那神就称他为义。
And God called him righteous.
这是我们大家的理解。
And this is all of our understanding.
可是这也是保罗当年的理解。
And this is the understanding of Paul at that time.
但是 因为这个理解,保罗就被送到亚拉伯旷野沙漠大学重修圣经。
But because of this understanding, Paul was sent to the University of Wilderness and he has to retake the course of the Bible.
不及格。
He failed the course.
因为你没有仔细的读。
Because he did not read it carefully enough.
所以等到他仔细好好再重读这段圣经的时候,
so when he actually reviewed this, restudied this passage again,
神就开他的眼睛,
God opened his eyes.
说你再看看,
look at it again.
那天我对亚伯拉罕说话的时候,
that day when I spoke to Abraham,
后裔,
the seed,
你以为是指的很多很多的,
do you think that was referring to many descendants?
那完全不是。
That's absolutely not.
你如果注意英文圣经翻译,
if you paid attention to the English version,
后裔,
the word seed.
有一个,听见了没有? 那是一个特别的字。
That's a very special word.
如果是讲后裔, 英文要翻,应该翻什么字啊?
If you use the Chinese version for...
No, 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 English.
The English version for people born of you afterwards, what words should you be using?
Descendants, 对不对?
Descendants would normally be used as the word.
同意吗?
Don't you agree?
阁下英文水平如何?
How's your English?
So descendants.
Descendants would normally be the word used.
对吧? 你的后裔将要如此, 像天上的星这么多, 那起码你要加个S咯。
And at the least, you need to make it plural and put an S at the descendants because it's as many as the stars in the heaven.
这才合逻辑啊。
That would be logical.
这是我们大家的共同的共识啊。And
this will be a common understanding.
就是说不是的。And
yet, that's not the case.
那天我不是这么讲的。That
day, that's not what I said.
好,那请看那天神到底怎么讲的,保罗自己告诉我们。So
let's look at what God said actually on that day, and Paul has told us himself.
加拉太书三章。Galatians
chapter 3.
加拉太书三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
哦,第16节。
Verse 16.
所应许的原 原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，神并不是说众子孙，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙指着一个人，就是基督。Galatians
3:16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ.
所以看见没有?
Do you see that?
那一天神讲话的时候, 是特别指着一个人说的。
That day, when God has spoken, he was referring to that one person.
因为神讲话的时候用的字, 是S-E-E-D, 没有加S。
Because when God spoke, he used the word seed without the S at the end.
对不对?
Right?
没有声音的, 哎呀,
how come there's no response here?
对不对?
Is this right?
对。
Right.
所以, 保罗以前是误解了。
Therefore, Paul actually misunderstood.
很多的人也跟保罗当年一样，我们都误解了。
Many people, like Paul, we all misunderstood.
在圣灵的开启里头，圣灵指给保罗看，那个神答应给亚伯拉罕的儿子，固然有许许多多的儿子，那但是那个不是主题。
And the revelation of the Holy Spirit to Paul and to us, when God spoke that day, it was referring to one son, not to the many sons.
你如果算上亚伯拉罕先先后后有多少儿子，你们有算过没有？
Can you count or have you counted how many sons does Abraham have? Have you ever counted?
他前面这个第一个是这什么？不是了，这个养子了。
And it started with this adopted son,
以利以谢对吧？
Eliezer.
然后后来生了一个不该生的以实玛利。
And then he had Ishmael, who was not supposed to be.
然后才生了以撒。
And then he had Isaac.
你到后面还发现还后来还生了几个。
And then afterwards, a couple more to come.
对不对？他有各式各样的儿子。
Is that right? He had many different sons.
起码三类，对不对？
At least three types.
同意吗？三种 三类的儿子。
Don't you agree? Three kinds of sons.
但是神所讲的儿子不是那么七七八八的儿子。
But when God said he's not referring to these other sons.
他有特有所指的儿子。
He has specially referring to one.
所以那一天十五章所讲的儿子，现在保罗把它指出来，那个 seed S E D 是其实应该翻译成种，种子的种。
And so that when in chapter 15 God has said about the seed, it should be translated. Is the word seed used?
那么这个字它是指一个人。
And the seed is referring to one person.
这个人就是耶稣。
And this person is Jesus.
这是很重要的一个点。
This is a very important point.
保罗看见了。
Paul saw it.
那谁也看见了。
Who else saw it?
马太也看见了。
Matthew saw it too.
马太他看见耶稣的时候，somehow 圣灵就告诉他，这就是那个。
When Matthew saw Jesus, he somehow was told by the Holy Spirit, this is that one.
好了，这一段话十五章只这么点了一下。
So in chapter 15, it was just lightly pointed out.
没有讲太多。
There were not too many other explanations.
更多的话到了十七章。
And there are more to come in chapter 17.
所以我们打开到十七章。
Let's turn to Genesis 17.
十七章的时候，你注意看第一节开始。
Let's turn to chapter 17 and pay attention there.
念到第七节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 7.
我跟我们姐妹轮流一节中文，一节英文。
We'll take turns in reading.
亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”
And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly.
亚伯兰俯伏在地，神又对他说：“我与你立约，你要做多国的父。”
Verse 5, neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee.
我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee.
所以你会发现在这段话里头是大概过了二十年了。
So you realize, from the last time God spoke to now is about 20 years.
对。二十年过去了，很多事情在中间发生，中间我们读那个故事，我们现在不重复。
And 20 years has passed, many things happened, but we will not repeat that story.
总而言之，神现在向他又显现，又说话。
So now God has appeared to him again, now he spoke to him again.
那神说，我要与你立约了。
And so God said, I will make a covenant with you.
不但是与你，还有与你的 seed。
And not only with you, but with your seed also.
但是我们中文没有翻译出这个点，中文只是说与你的后裔，对吧？这是你去看这个第七节。
The Chinese translation again has translated the word seed into descendant, so it's hard to tell.
但是那个重点那个字是 seed, 我与你与你的后裔那个种来立约。
But the key here is the word seed that I'm establishing my covenant with you and your seed.
对吧？那么然后呢？你就看下面有一个很有意思的对话，到了十五节了。
And then look at an interesting conversation here that followed in verse 15.
我们要念到十九节。
We'll read through verse 19.
十五到十九
，verse 15。
神又对亚伯拉罕说：“你的妻子撒莱不可再叫撒莱，她的名字要改为撒拉。
”And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yet I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her.
亚伯拉罕就伏伏在地喜笑说，心里说：“一百岁的人还能得孩子吗？撒拉已经九十岁了，还能生养吗？”
Verse 18, and Abraham said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee.
神说不然，你妻子撒来要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。我要与他建立所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。
Verse 20, and as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation.
所以你在这里，你把这一段话来看的时候
，If you look at this passage，
神的启示就加多了。
God's revelation has increased。
他不但说到你会有后代
，Not only he said you will have descendants，
而且国度要因你而立，君王要从你而出。
And nations will come from you, and also kings will come from you.
万国要因你的种而得福。
All nations will be blessed by your seed.
所以这个就是亚伯拉罕之约的主要内容。
And this is the main content of the covenant with Abraham.
那你就会发现一件事情。
Daniel,
神在这里二十年后还提到那个种。
You find out one thing.20 years later, God still mentions this seed.
因为那是整个事情的中心点。
Because this is the focal point of the whole matter.
因着他。
Because of him.
有君王。
There'll be a king.
有国度。
There'll be nations.
万国就因着他都一起要蒙福。
All nations, because of him, will be blessed.
不单犹太人要蒙福，外邦人也要蒙福。
Not only Jewish, the Israelites, Jewish people will be blessed, and all the Gentiles will be blessed.
所以将来我们到天上见到亚伯拉罕，我们都好好谢谢他。
So if we go and see Abraham in the future in heaven, we have to thank him properly.
如果不是他，我们老中也没什么希望的。
If it wasn't for him, we Chinese won't have much hope either.
对对。
Isn't that right?
因为本来这个东西大家都以为只给犹太人嘛。
We thought it's all for the Jews only.
但是那一天神说的时候是说万国要因你的后裔得福啊。
But that day, God spoke to, said to Abraham, all nations will be blessed because of you.
Because of the seed.
Because of the seed.
对。所以你就知道这个种的重要性。
So you realize the importance of the seed.
请问神讲了这么多的话，我们的亚伯拉罕弟兄，明白不明白啊
？So God has said so much, so many words, and did our brother Abraham understand?
他听了神讲了这么大一段话，他就在低头，哇，又要给我一个儿子了。
And he heard God spoke so many words, and he bowed his head and said, "Oh, God's going to give me a son again."
他在笑，对吧？
He's actually laughing.
他为什么笑呢？他不是笑神，他笑自己。
Why did he laugh? He was not laughing at God. He was laughing at himself.
我要一百岁了。
I'm 100 years old.
我那个老婆是九十嘞。
And my wife is 90 years old.
月经老早不知道停了几年呢。
Period has stopped for many years.
要得儿子。
To get a son.
用中国话说吧，门都没有。
There's just no way.
所以他就在神的面前说：“不要那么麻烦了，你已经给过我一个了。”
And so he told God, "He said, 'You don't need to trouble yourself too much. You already given me one.'"
愿以实玛利活在你面前。
May Ishmael live before you. He said.
因为这个时候他几岁了
？Because at this time, how old is he now?
啊， 他生以实玛利的时候是86。
He was 86 when he gave birth to Israel.
现在神跟他再讲话的时候是99。
And now he's 99 years old when God speaks to him again.
请问以实玛利几岁
？So how old is Ishmael?
13。
About 13 years old.
标准 teenager， 白白胖胖，多可爱啊！天天玩 iPod.
A perfect teenager, you know, he would be playing iPod all day.
太可爱了，这个儿子。
Too cute, the son.
这不就是你当年给我的吗
？Isn't the son that you've given me that year?
所以他非常有把握的向说话的荣耀的神说：“愿以实玛利活在你面前，祝福他吧。”
Very confidently, he spoke before God and said, "May Ishmael live before you. Bless him."
结果 surprise， 神居然说 ：“No， 不然。”
But then God, he was surprised. God said, "No."
不是他。
That's not him.
是明年这个时候，你跟你的妻子要生一个儿子啊。
That is next year. At this time, you and your wife will have a son.
我的约是跟他立的，不是跟这个人立的。
My covenant is with him, not this other guy.
所以神用字是很重要的。他的 seed， 如果是只是说儿子，那他也当然也是儿子了。
No, so God used a very carefully, chose very carefully his words, is using the word seed, not the son. Because the other one is also a son.
对，他是指的特指的有一个儿子。
He's specially referring to that one son.
所以你看那个家谱的时候，马太一章的家谱的时候，他必须让我们看见这条线是从亚伯拉罕到以撒这条线才对的。
So if you look at the genealogy in the book of Matthew, it's very carefully laid out. It's from Abraham and from Isaac.
那个回教的可兰经就说另外一条线。
Of course, in the Quran and the Muslims, they have a different lineage.
你就可以知道这个官司只有上帝才能够解决。
No, this is a court case that can only be judged by God.
因为都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Because they are all descendants of Abraham.
但是此儿子非彼儿子也。
But this son is different from the other son.
他必须强调这个儿子。
He must emphasize on this son.
所以那天神说得很清楚，连亚伯拉罕都有点糊涂了。他说不是这个儿子。
That day God was very clear. Even Abraham was confused.
亚伯拉罕这辈子第一个以为是那个以便以谢，以神说不行，不是那个不行。
And Abraham made some mistake, and he thought initially it was Eliezer, but that's not the right one.
必须要生你生的才算。哦，那生了半天，果然生了一个，就那个叫做。
And it has to be from him, from Abraham. Then, and he gave birth to Ishmael.
可是，这也不是。
And that's not it either.
必须是按照应许生的。
It must be the one who's born of the promise.
那么我就问大家一个问题。
So let me ask you a question.
两个儿子都是凭应许生的。
And both sons were born of the promise, isn't that right?
十五章是一个应许啊。
There is a promise in chapter 15.
所以他们两夫妻是满心相信神的话，而且也被神称为义啊，然后左等不来，右等不来，等了五年，最后老婆说想个办法吧。
And so the both of the couple were fully believing in God's words, and then they were waiting and waiting for 5 years. The son is not here, so they were the wife said, "Well, let's think of something to do."
那人总有我们的本分应该尽啊。
We need to do our part.
天天等不是办法。
You cannot just sit there and wait every day.
我们常常专门做这种事，我们等了半天神没有做事，那我们就帮神一把喽。
Don't we often do this? I mean, we wait and wait and nothing happens. Oh, let's help God a little.
那当然，老婆的意见永远是对的喽。
Of course, the wife is always right.
所以老婆说这样这样这样，那老公说可以，照着办。
So the wife said this, this, and the other, and so the husband said, okay, just do it your way.
出来的就是以实玛利。
So what? Now we have Ishmael.
那么他们都满心的相信，这就是神的应许实现了嘛
？They fully believe this is the fulfillment of God's promise.
每一次以实玛利的生日，他们一定全家开感恩会的嘛
？Every time they come to the birthday of Ishmael, they all must have a Thanksgiving.
对吧？开了13年。
For 13 years, they've done this.
满心相信这就是神的应许。
They fully believe this must be the promise.
结果到99岁，神说 no。
And then when he was 99, God said no.
这不是13年的误会吗？
There was, isn't this a 13-year-old misunderstanding?
而且这个玩笑可开大了。
And this is too big a joke.
不但不是他，还得把他赶出去。这开玩笑，是自己生的儿子还把他赶出去。
Not only is not him, God told him to cast him out, drive him out, and this is my son.
所以我们学属灵功课的时候，常常是配严重代价。
Sometimes when we learn spiritual lessons, we pay a heavy price.
让爸爸的心或者妈妈的心都碎掉。
It will break the heart of a father or the heart of a mother.
神要教我们什么是他真正的旨意。
God will teach us what is his true will.
为什么神特别指这个儿子呢？
Why did God specially name this son?
这个儿子跟前面那个儿子同样是生的，可是为什么不一样呢？
So this son in the same way was born as the previous son. So why is it different?
因为前面是凭血气与仁义生的。
Because the previous one was born of the blood and of the man's lust.
是人还有本事的时候生的。
It's born while men still are too capable.
对不对？
Is that right?
亚伯拉罕那个时候，他说他信神。
Abraham said he believed in God.
神说好，我就算你为义。真的， so, 这个字很有惟妙惟肖，算你为义，算你及格。
So this word used was God counted him as righteousness, just like I count you as passing the exam.
对，其实是不及格的，但是神说好了，你既然有这么一点信心，我就算你为义吧。
So what it means is actually you failed, but since you have such faith, I'll count you as passed.
神要教他一个功课。
God wanted to teach him a lesson.
我们弟兄昨天说 living faith, 对不对？
Our brother shared about living faith last night.
什么叫做 living faith?
What is a living faith?
你就会发现我们的信心永远是一个 mixed bag, 是一个混杂体。
You'll find that our faith is always a mixed bag.
为什么叫做混杂体呢？因为当他那一天说我信神要给我个儿子的时候。
Why do we call it a mixed bag? Because that day when he said, I believe God will give me a son.
他信不信神呢？
Does he believe in God?
当然信。
Of course he believed.
但是他更信谁啊？
And yet, what he believed in even more?
Me.
As himself.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
99岁的时候。
When he's 99.
神跟他说，明年这个时候，你跟你妻子要生一个儿子。
God said to him, next year this time, you and your wife will have a son.
他信不信啊？
Did he believe?
又没有声音了。
How come
信不信啊？
There's no response. Did he believe?
来来来来，念一念这个。
Let's just read it.
约翰福音，不是罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
十九节。
Verse 19.
罗马书四章十九节。
Romans 4:19.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。
Verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb.
并且仰望神的应许，没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
Verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
注意32节。
So
22. 22, 对不起。
Verse 22.
所以这就算为他的意义，算为他这个意这句话不是单为他写的，也是为我们将来得算为义的人写的，就是我们这信神使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。
And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead.
所以你会发现在他99岁的时候，当神跟他讲到你明年这个时候要生个儿子，他信不信啊？
So you found that at 99 years old when God told him that next year this time you will have a son, does
信不信?
He believe?
信
He believed.
他满心相信
He fully believed.
所以神又称他一次为义
So again, God counted him righteous.
所以在亚伯拉罕身上曾经两次的经历，神算他为义
So upon Abraham, there were two experiences that God counted him righteous.
一次是在20年前
大约 One time it was about 20 years ago.
一次是这一次，现在99岁了。
And now it's this time, now he's 99 years old.
我要问问大家。
Let me ask you.
都是信。
It's all faith or believing.
请问这20年有什么差别？
Is there any difference for these 20 years?
有没有差别？
Is there any difference?
有。
Yes.
对的，100分。
100%。
但是我要问，差别是什么？都是信，有什么差别啊？
But I want to ask you, so it's all faith or believing, so what is the difference?
神在这个二十年里面要教他一个什么功课啊？
So what did God want to teach him during these 20 years?
有没有功课亚伯拉罕要学的？
Is there
关于信心。
Is there a lesson of faith that Abraham needed to learn?
当然有啊。
Of course there is.
我们的信开始的时候是一个混合体。
Our faith at the beginning is a mixed bag.
我们说信神。
We say that we believe in God.
但是实际我们不是单单信神，我们同时也是信自己。
In reality, we say we believe in God, but then at the same time, we also believe in ourselves.
对不对？我们从小被长带大，我们这一个长大的过程，都是老师要父母告诉你要自信啊！你如果没有自信，你将来怎么活啊？
And this is the way we were taught as we grow up, and our teachers tell us that you need to have self-confidence. And if you don't have the self-confidence, how are you going to survive?
对不对？这是我们从小学的嘛。
This is what we learn.
要对自己要有信心嘛。
You have to have faith in yourself.
可是圣经讲的信，可是跟我们长大所学的信是两码子事。
But the faith that Bible is talking about is different from the faith that we grew up with.
可是今天我们来信耶稣的时候，我们就把这个两个信都同一个字嘛，就通通搅在一起了嘛。
But yes, today we believe in Jesus. This is all the same word, faith, and we mix them up.
但是真正神所讲的信，是亚伯拉罕99岁被炼净以后的那个信。
But the faith that God is talking about is the faith that the time that Abraham was 99 years old. This is a tried and true faith and purified faith.
为什么要等到99呢？
Why does he have to wait till he was 99?
99的意思是什么呢？
What's the meaning of being 99 years old?
有一个很重要的意义。
There's a very important meaning.
为什么神早一点不讲呢？一定要等到这个时候呢？
Why didn't God speak of it earlier? He had to wait till now.
圣经的解释是很清楚。
The Bible explained it very clearly.
刚刚罗马书讲的。
In Romans here.
啊，十九节。
Verse 19.
他将近100岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同什么，已死。
He says, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead.
所以他现在看自己，跟二十年前看自己，怎么判断呢？
So the way he looked at himself compared to the way he looked at himself 20 years ago.
啊，二十年前还行。
20 years ago, I'm still okay.
现在呢?
What about now?
没辙。
There's no way.
对吧？现在没辙了。
There's no way now, right?
现在叫我这个老头再生一个门都没有。
You want to ask this old man to have a son? There's no way.
这就是二十年的差别，这就是99的意思。
That is the difference for this 20 years, and this is what it means to be 99 years old.
神一定要等到99，到你死心塌地。
God needed to wait till he was 99 years old, and he was absolutely done.
所以才有这一句有名的话，叫做人的尽头就是神的什么起头。
That's why we have this famous quote. That's the ending of man is the beginning of God.
想想我们这些伟大的人物怎么会来信耶稣的？
Think about all these great characters. How did they come to believe in Jesus?
你本来是一方神圣、浑身本事的人。
We were the king, the ruler of our own region.
天下无难事，在你的手中，啥事都给你办成。
And we are so proud of ourselves. We know we can do everything by ourselves.
哪里需要耶稣？耶稣是那种没出息的人才信的。
Why would we believe in Jesus? Only those who can't do anything, the useless ones, would go and believe in Jesus.
可是有一天，阁下走投无路了。
But one day you came to the end of your ropes.
没招了。
You have no more ways.
那么这个时
候 no more tricks.
你才说神啊救我救我救我救我救我。
Now you come to God and say, God, help me, help me, help me.
这就是我们的故事嘛。
This is our story.
但是即使人家说没门没门、心里面还是对自己还是不死心的。
Even though you say,、oh, there's no way, there's no way, but in your heart, you still think there's still something there.
神把你带过去以后，过三天就忘了。哦，那天我运气好。
When God carry you through the problem, you think, oh, 3 days later, you forget, oh, I have good luck.
总而言之，我们里面那个己的那个力，生命是很强很强的。
In other words, this life of the self is very, very strong.
所以我们的主对我们说话是说得很白啊。 天天背十字架，舍己跟从主，这个道理就在此，因为我们太厉害了。So
the Lord has spoken very clearly. You need to pick up the cross and deny yourself every day to follow me. And because we ourselves, the self is so strong.
所以在这个地方，你就会发现主在这里说得很清楚，他是满心相信，所以神再称他为义。
So here, God has spoken very clearly that because of his faith, fully believing that God counted him righteous.
那保罗还在这边说，这句话不是单单为他写的，也是为谁写的？ 我们这些效法耶稣基督信的人，也是为我们写的。
And Paul said here, it's not only written for his sake, but also for us who believe on him who raised Jesus from the dead.
所以这个 living faith 是这样的一个 living。 神一定要把我们那些自我的相信，有一天在我们身上像开刀一样把它开掉了。So
this living faith is all about working upon us. It's like a surgery, a bit by bit needs to be removed and taken away from us.
有一天，你是完全服下来，你知道，如果有任何事情发生，不是我，是100%的谁？神。
So one day that you would know that completely, you bow before God and said, if anything happened, 100% you're sure that it's not me, it's God.
这个是以撒出来的原因。
This is the reason for Isaac to come out.
这是神要我们注意，这个以撒为什么跟以实玛利不能够摆在一起的缘故，因为前面那是靠自己的，后面是完完全全100%靠谁？ 靠神的应许。
And this is why Isaac cannot be placed right with Ishmael, that you know that it has to be completely from God and from the promise, not it's by God only.
这件事情的产生从头到尾100%是出于谁的手？
And this event or thing that happened completely, it's 100%.
出于
Whose hand is it from?
神自己。
It's from God himself.
人的手一插进去就完了。Once
it's man's hands interfere, then it's gone. It's done for.
对吧？当亚伯拉罕的本事插进去，他帮神一忙的时候，这个就整个就完了。Once
Abraham tried to help with his own capability, then the whole matter is ruined.
这就是我们整个。 人类到今天的跟神之间的难题就在这个地方。This
is an issue between the mankind and God.
整个的宗教就在这个问题上。And
the whole religion surrounds this problem.
Religion 是人想办法达到神。What's
religion? It is when men try to use his own method to reach God.
人怎么样用自己的办法来讨神的喜悦。How
men try to use your own way to please God.
所以这才会有自义。
That's why you have this self-confidence, self-righteousness.
自信、自义都是连在一起的。
Self-confidence, self-righteousness, it's related.
但是神现在要让我们看见一件事。
But God wants us to see one thing.
最愿意遵行律法的人就是犹太人。
The people who wants to follow God's command the most are the Jewish.
他们努力干了1500年。
They try so hard and work for 1,500 years.
对不对？从摩西一直到主耶稣1500年。
From Moses to Jesus,
1500 years.
This experiment of 1500 years.
一次一次证明。
Time and time again, it proves.
人的热心, 人的努力,
man's work, man's zealous.
永远达不到什么?
It never reaches.
神的标准。
It never reaches God's standard.
而且带出来的是人的自义与人的自傲。What
it brings out is man's self-confidence and pride.
这个没有办法在神面前蒙他的喜悦。This
cannot gain God's delight.
但是我们都不死心。And
yet, we still don't give up.
对吗? 我们每一次特会完以后，我们都会说，哎呀，我不行啊，主行啊，这就是我们都学会了。
Right, we learn. After every conference, we say, oh, we cannot do anything. It's all the Lord's work. God can do it.
但是真正做起来还是阁下，还是我，还是你。
But when you actually get down to it, it's still you, it's still me.
我们那条路还没走完呢。
We're still on this path.
所以这是我们每一个学生就是在基督的学校里学的时候，这是一个必经的过程。
For each student in this school of Christ, this is a necessary path that we take.
有的毕业早一点，有的毕业晚一点，就是。
Some graduate earlier than others.
我常常举三个人做例子。
I often would take these three people as example.
第一个就是我们讲的亚伯拉罕。
First is the Abraham.
他学这一课学了几年呢
？How long did he learn this lesson for？
大约二十年，对吧
？About 20 years.
后来还有一个人叫做。
Later, there's another person called Moses.
他学几年呢
？How many years did he learn it for?
四十年。
40 years.
还有一个人。
There's another man.
也学会了。
Also learned it.
耶稣的头号使徒。
That's the number one disciple of Jesus.
彼得，对吧
？Peter.
几年毕业
？How many years did it take him to graduate?
他跟斗栽的大不大
？Did he fall badly?
我爱你，跟你一起死都可以。
I love you and I can die for you.
耶稣说。今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次否认，我哪里有这个事
？Jesus said that you would deny me three times before the cock crows in the morning, and he said, "Oh, that would not happen."
对不对？他对他自己相不相信
？Was he confident of himself?
他对自己爱主有没有把握
？Was he sure of his love for the Lord?
蛮有把握。
He was filled with confidence.
他绝对是山东人。
He must be from the province of Shandong.
但是。神知道这个顶不住的。
But God knows it will not last.
就用一个小使女。
Just using a little maid.
也不要用老虎叫，就这个鸡叫就可以了。
Just a maid and a cock and a rooster. Not you don't need even a tiger.
彼得就躺下了，不行了。
And Peter had to lie down. Cannot take it.
后来他就学会了。
And later he learned.
所以，请问这三个人。
So let me ask you, for these three people,
学这个信心的功课
they learned this lesson of faith.
一个二十年，一个四十年，一个三年
One is 20 years and a 40 years, one for 3 years.
所以过程有长有短
So there's a period and process, some longer than others.
为什么有的最长要四十年？为什么一个短这三年就可以毕业呢
？Why is it long for someone like 40 years and some others shorter, maybe graduate in 3 years?
请问三个人中间哪一个本事最大？
Let me ask you, who is the most capable out of the three?
公认的哈。
We all agree, Moses was the most capable.
谁是最没本事的
？Who was with the least skills or talents?
又是公认的。
We all agree.
所以你就知道，你本事越大
，So you know the more capable you are。
这个学校
，This school，
就有的你好学的嘞。
Will have a lot for you to learn。
对吧？你本事越小
，The less capable you are。
你很快就来到尽头了。
Maybe you will come to your end sooner, much sooner。
对不对？所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要去羡慕那些大有本事的人。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you don't need to envy of those who are so greatly capable.
大有本事的人，有的好搞嘞。
People with top talents, they have lots to work on.
也不要为你自己没有什么恩赐，各方面都不如人，就自卑感大发。
And do not feel that you are without confidence because you don't have enough talents or gifts.
你可以早点毕业的。
You can graduate sooner.
但是不管你大本事也好，小本事也好，每一个都得学这个功课。
But whether you are really capable or less capable, everyone need to learn this lesson.
因为这就是耶稣来所做在每一个跟随他的人上要做的。第一件事
，because this is what the Lord Jesus need to work on each of his follower. This is the first thing that he needed to do.
这叫做亚伯拉罕的儿子，亚伯拉罕的种。
This is called the son of Abraham, the seed of Abraham.
听懂了没有
？Do you understand?
我看完了。 亚伯拉罕的种
The seed of Abraham
是特有所指的
Has a special meaning
是亚伯拉罕花了二十年才学了这么一点成绩
This is the work that Abraham has to show for after 20 years of learning
但是他并没有毕业
But he is not graduated yet
到了二十二章
When we come to chapter 22 Genesis
二十二章
Chapter 22
神就给他毕业考了。
God gave him a final exam.
对不对？这个我们都知道的故事。
So we all know the story.
这个故事呢，就是神对他说要献上这个他的独生爱子。
This is the story about God asking Abraham to offer up his only son.
第一节，这是以后神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”
Verse 1, And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am.
哦，那就神说你当你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献祭，献为燔祭。
Verse 2, And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of.
其他的故事我们就不念了，因为我想我们应该都知道。
I won't go to the other details because we all know about it.
这个考试厉害不厉害？
Isn't this some a big exam? Exam?
啊，多厉害！
This is a great test.
那天当他跟他儿子两个走上这个摩利亚山的时候，儿子问他：“哎，爸爸，柴跟火都有了，羊在哪里啊？”
So that day he walked up to the Mount Moriah with his son. His son was asking him, "So dad, so where's the lamb? We have the fire and we have the wood."
你如果是这个爸爸
，If you were the father，
你要怎么回答
？How would you answer？
就是阁下。
So it'll be you。
我想，这爸爸到那个时候心不但碎了，两个腿都软掉了。
I think as the father, not only his heart would be broken, his probably his legs would go.
这个考试太厉害了。
This is a hard. This is a hard test.
这个考试是矛头直接指向什么？他心里面最宝贵的那个东西。
This test come from or is pointed right towards.His heart.
我相信爸爸在跟神祷告的时候
I believe when this father prayed to God
他有很多的理由可以辩论
He has many reasons to debate with God
他也知道神不会变的
He knows God will not change
所以他会想尽方法来给出一个比较可以说得过去的理由
And maybe he will come up with reasons that's passable.
我猜哈，圣经没有这样讲。我猜他可能会这样讲。
I'm guessing the Bible never said this.
天下父母心。
We all have the parents' heart.
他一定跟神说，我老了，我可不可以代替他
？He might have told God, "said I'm old. Can I come replace him?"
让这个年轻人活吧。
Let this youngster live.
我相信这个爸爸绝对是愿意的。
I believe this father is absolutely willing to do this.
但是这不是考题。
But that's not the test question.
考题就是他。
This test question is him.
所以他就顺服到底，把神所要的献上去。
So he submitted to the end. He offered up what God wanted.
那你注意神说什么？这个考试毕业100分之后。
Pay attention to what God said after he passed the test 100%.
16节
Verse 16.
耶和华说你既行了这事不留下你的儿子就是你独生的儿子我便指着自己起誓说论福我必赐大福给你论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来如同天上的星海边的沙你的子孙必得着仇敌的门
Verse 16And said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
你如果注意我们姐妹念英文的时候, 他每次讲到子孙，我们中文圣经翻译子孙，英文圣经通通是什么 ？Seed。
If you notice that the word, I've used the word seed here in the English translation, in the Chinese translation, it's been the word descendant.
而且你还注意听，他虽然是看起来是讲到许多的子孙，对吧？
And you pay attention, even though in the context it seems that it's referring to many descendants.
照理说，文法上来讲，这个种应该是单数还是复数
？So according to the grammar rules, should it be a plural word?
啊，应该是复数嘛。
Shouldn't it be the plural word?
不然你的托福怎么考的
？How did you pass your TOEFL exam anyway?
都应该是复数嘛。
It should be a plural word.
可是这里神讲话的时候。
But yet when God spoke here,
没有用复数
he did not use plural.
他一直用单数 seed, seed, seed.
He kept using singular seed.
所以你就知道神在这里因着亚伯拉罕终于脱开了脱离了他的自己。
So, you know, finally, God, Abraham has been removed of himself.
在他信心的里面，他完全得胜了。
In his faith, he overcame.
神在这里就大大的祝福他。
And God here greatly blessed him.
然后就讲到这个 seed.
And he talked about the seed.
这个 seed, 虽然是单数的。
The seed, even though it's singular.
但是里面一定包含了很深很深的意思在里头。
But within it contains something very, very deep.
这里没有解，没有去解它。
There is no explanation here.
到哪里去解呢
？Where will you find the explanation?
请打开，罗马书。
Please turn to Romans.
九章。
Chapter 9.
罗马书九章
Chapter 9 of Romans
我们要念的是第六节
We'll read verse 6
到第九节
Through verse 9
这不是说神的话落了空因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人
Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel.
也不是因为亚伯拉罕的后裔就都做他的儿女唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
Verse 7, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
这就是说肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。
That is, they that which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
哦，这里你注意看，我们中文圣经一直在那里说后裔，后裔，对吧
？So in the Chinese version, it keep talking about the descendant, descendants.
但是英文的圣经还是坚持那个字。
But in the English version,
种
it still insists on that same word, the seed.
所以如果你把种放进去，因为它是一个很重要的代号。
Because if you place the seed into there as a very important symbol,
那你就会发现，在这里神的启示的解释，保罗是这样告诉我们。
So you will find that for God, from God's revelation, Paul tells us the explanation.
我们念念看哈。
Let's read it.
不是因为亚伯拉罕的种就多做他的儿女。
It's not, verse 7, it's not because that they are the seed of Abraham that they are children.
唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的种。
But in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
这就是说肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女。
That is to say that they are which the children of the flesh,
唯有应许的儿女才算是种。
But the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
好好的想一想
Think about it well.
到底保罗在这边说什么
What is Paul talking about really here?
我们把它换成另外一个表达的方式。
Let's turn around and try to express it a different way.
凡是从炎黄子孙生的都不是中国人，不一定是中国人。
All those who were born of the Yellow King, then it might not, the emperor might not be a Chinese.
你听起来感觉如何？
How do you feel?
啊，这是什么话？
What are you talking about?
By definition, 什么叫做中国人？就是炎黄子孙的，就是中国人嘛。
It's by definition that all descendants born of the great old the emperor, then you are Chinese.
那你现在圣经在这里，保罗说，凡是亚伯拉罕所生的后子，都不一定都是他的后裔。这不知道在讲什么吗
？The Bible says here, all those who were born of Abraham, but they are not necessarily children of Abraham. That's what is he talking about?
这个话我们因为常常在圣经里读，我们就这么大脑不动的就过去了。你再来想一想，这个话不 make sense。
When we read these words in the Bible so many times that we oftentimes are not really thinking about it, but if you really think about it, it doesn't seem to make sense.
但是这里面它是特有所说的。
But here it actually has some special meaning behind it.
换言之
，In other words，
神今天做事是做一个很特别的事。
God is doing something very special.
这个事是跟这个种有关系的。
These things have to do with that seed.
而且这个种不但是在耶稣的身上是第一个种。
And this seed, not only upon Jesus, that is the first seed.
而且从这个种要出来很多很多的种。
From that seed, there will be many, many more seeds.
而这个从很多很多的种不是从肉身生的。
And these many, many seeds are not born of the flesh.
是在同样的原则里面生的。
They were born of the same principle.
Got it?
Do you get it?
两个人。
Two men, two people, two persons.
还不太够，因为照主耶稣讲，天国的道讲出来，起码25%要得到。
According to Jesus, when we preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, should be at least 25 people should get it.
两个人还不够。
Two people is not enough.
我会不会讲得太深了？
Is this too deep for you?
可能是哈。
Maybe.
愿神怜悯。
May God have mercy.
还是要 take a break, 脑袋已经要发胀了。
Do we need a break? Are our breads spinning? Our heads
spinning? 让我把这个亚伯拉罕部分讲完，我们 break 一下。
After I talk about Abraham, maybe we'll take a break.
在这里。
Here.
马太指出来，耶稣到底是谁？
Matthew is pointing out who Jesus is.
他让我们看见他不是别人，就是旧约里面神当年对亚伯拉罕所讲的话的指的那一个。
He shows it to us. He's nobody else but the one that God has referred to when he spoke to Abraham.
他是指的那个特殊有子的那个种。
He's talking about the one with the seed.
那个是独特的。
That is unique.
他就是因为信那个种，所以他被称义。
Because he believed in that seed, that's why he was justified. He was called righteous.
但是后来他因为对这件事情的认识还是比较粗浅，然后神一步一步把他越走，从他80岁到99岁到120岁，整个的事情就明亮了。
And so because the understanding was kind of shallow, so God has brought him from his 80s to 99 and to 120 years, and he completely understood and became all opened up and bright for him.
当然你可以挑战我，你怎么知道是120？我只是忽略，因为他的儿这个儿子居然能够扛那么多柴上山，没有20岁，没有那个力气啊。
So you may challenge me, how do you know that he was 120 years old? Because I'm just estimating by looking at a story that his son must have some strength that he can carry the wood.Up to Mount Moriah.
对，所以这是我的假设。你不相信也没有关系。总而言之，我要说明一个点。
And that's my assumption, but that's okay. And I'm just making a point here.
你不要等一下上来跟我说，你怎么知道是120岁？圣经上没有这样讲。那我不跟你辩论。
Don't come up to me and try to give me a debate and say, how do you know God said he's 120 years old? The Bible never said.
我要讲的点是这个。
The point that I'm making is this.
亚伯拉罕为要认识这个种。
Abraham, in order to know the seed.
在这个因信称义的功课上要学，一步一步学。
That he is learning and the lesson of justification by faith step by step.
神用真实的生活让他来学。
God allow him to learn in real life.
这是他用生活里面真是他最心爱的儿子的功课上来学，学的是，哎呀，代价沉重啊。
And God is allowing him to learn in real life through his son. And this is a great and heavy price that he needed to pay.
所有宝贵属灵的功课没有一个次是便宜的，都是要你的命。
All the precious, precious spiritual lessons, none of it is cheap. They all need to pay a price for.
这就应验在一句俗话上，这个好货不便宜，便宜没好货。
And there's a Chinese saying that goes that there's nothing good is cheap, and if it's cheap, then it can't be good.
属灵绝对如此。
It's the same spiritually.
今天在许多基督教的里面受欢迎的这些教派。它有一个原因就是卖的便宜货。
In the Christendom, in this world of religion, and in Christian, there are a lot of different theology.
On sale, yeah.
Some of them are very cheap. Things are on sale.
所以因为你常常 on sale, 所以人当然多嘛。
And when you hold many sales, and of course you have draw a lot of people.
你卖真货从来不减价，没有门可罗雀。
Even if you're selling the true goods and you never give it on sale, then there's not many people who come around.
你聪明就不要去买 on sale 的属灵货，那个都是便宜的，没有用的。
If you're smart, you don't go for the people for the goods, the spiritual goods that are on sale. There's no good things there.
所有属灵的功课都是有。重大代价。
All spiritual lessons carry with them a heavy price.
你不要逃。
Don't run away.
对，这是亚伯拉罕，你在身上，在他的身上，我们可以看得见。
That's what we can see from Abraham.
就是个简单的因信称义，学了他一辈子。
This is a simple lesson of justification by faith, and he learned it for his whole life.
进门很容易，白白称义。
It's very easy to enter through the door, just freely you're justified.
可是越走就怎么样？越难了。
The further you walk, the harder it is.
你有没有这个感觉啊？你
信了主。How you feel?
哦，刚刚信主说，哇，真是感谢主，这个我这个一滴眼泪也没有，就称义了我。
And first, when you believe in the Lord, you felt, oh, this is great. I didn't even shed a tear, and I've been called righteous.
除非你是另外的，我不去说哈。总而言之，我们每一个人都在这里，必须看见我们的主是亚伯拉罕的那个种。
But we must see here that our Lord is that seed of Abraham.
那个种不但在耶稣自己身上是那个特殊的材料。
This seed upon Jesus Christ not only is that special material.
那个种必须进到你的里面，我的里面。
That seed must enter into you and enter into me.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand?
我们必须在这个原则里面重生的。
We must be born again under this principle.
其实就是我昨天讲的那个点。
That's the same point that I said yesterday.
我昨天讲了，不是说怎么生的吗？
Didn't I talk about how are you born again?
耶稣的生是因为他从玛利亚圣灵怀孕。
Jesus was born of Virgin Mary and from the Holy Spirit.
是一个100%神的工作。
It's 100% the work of God.
那么以后所有跟他在一起的，在这个原则里头，那必须在同样的方法来生。
So all that was with him after that, it's under the same method and under the same principle.
那今天我在这个点上特别指着这个生是根据那个种的原则。
And so today I'm stressing
那个种子的原则。
On the principle of that seed.
不是所有亚伯拉罕的子孙都是他的后裔，但是唯有凭着应许所生才是那个种。
And not all descendants of Abraham are his seed, but only the ones from the born of the promise is that seed.
这是马太眼中所看见的耶稣的特点。
And this is the characteristic that Matthew saw of Jesus.
Take a break. 好吧，休息十分钟。
10 minutes break.
这个 少了一半人。
We're missing half of the people here.
啊，接孩子，没有 ，understand。主耶稣讲到，曾经有一次人越听越少。
Lord Jesus preached once, and there were other crowd, the people there were less and less.
记得他讲什么道吗
？You remember what was he preaching upon?
本来很多的，后来就一个一个溜了。
There were many people to start with, and then one by one they left.
嗯，那篇就是我的肉可以吃的，我的血可以喝的。
That was message about my flesh can be eaten and my blood can be drunk.
嗯，大家都吓跑了。
Everybody was afraid and ran away.
我看我们也快差不多了。
Maybe it's the same case here.
好，我想我们抓紧一下时间，我们讲第三个点。
We'll make good use of time. We'll go on to the third point.
这第三个点就是啊，大卫的儿子。
The third point is about the son of David.
对，我要稍微强调一点。
I'd like to stress one point.
你现在讲到儿子的时候，不要想成就是说我们。观念里面某某人生某某人他是他的儿子不在这个重点上
When we talk about son don't think about what we normally think about somebody has a son is born of somebody else
这种血缘的关系
Isn't that was about the relationship by blood
因为你我像我昨天讲到这个这件事情的时候我提出来我说为什么中文圣经会把它改成后裔啦、子孙呢？因为在逻辑上它是不合逻辑的。
And I mentioned this yesterday. Why is that the Chinese translation would change the word seed into or son into descendants? Because this is illogical not to be that way.
看懂吗？就是说，怎么会这个耶稣是2000年前亚伯拉罕的儿子，怎么耶稣又是1000年前大卫的儿子？这在人的逻辑的上是不合逻辑的嘛
？To say that Jesus is the son of somebody existed 2000 years ago, Abraham, or 1000 years ago, the son of David, and from man's point of view, it's not logical.
因为你是从这个血缘某某人生某某人这样的一个逻辑来明白这个词汇的时候，你就觉得这个词汇。不合逻辑。
So if you're understanding this this term son as in the concept of the bloodline that you're born of someone by blood, then it's illogical.
所以在这里要强调的是，神在这里不管讲到大卫的儿子也好，讲到亚伯拉罕的儿子，他是特别有所指的一个特殊的一个东西。
So when God is saying the son of Abraham, the son of David, he has a special meaning. He's referring to a special character.
是神要在这个人身上所做的一个属灵的事，那个是这里要强调的。
So God is going to do something spiritual upon this person, and this is the matter that God is stressing upon.
我希望在我们下面继续讲第三个点的时候，这个概念先要把它弄得很清楚。
So I hope that when I'm going on to talk about the third point, you have this concept clear in your mind.
神要表达一个非常重要的事，他在历史中已经启示过了，现在到了新约，把这个 reality 向我们表明。
So God has already revealed to you, to men in the Old Testament time that this very important matter revealed in Old Testament. Now it comes to the reality of that revelation.
所以马太就要指出来，耶稣来，他第一个就是以要应验那个两千年前神对亚伯拉罕所应许过的那个大卫那个亚伯拉罕的种，那个是他要让我们看见的。
So Matthew wanted to point out to us, this is the seed that has been referred to in the Old Testament time about Abraham, and that is the seed that he wants to emphasize on.
你要发现，他那个是一个很漫长的。经历岁月
You will find that this is a very long process.
这个叫做因信称义的道路。
This is the path or the way of justification by faith.
耶稣来就是带我们走这条路，他是路。
Jesus came because he wants us to bring us on this way, and he is the way.
对，是一个 journey.
And it is a journey.
对吧？那现在我们来看第三个点。
So now look at the third point.
就是说到他是大卫的儿子。
So it's talking about he's the son of David.
好，我们来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places in the scripture.
首先我们要看撒母耳记下。
Let's look at 2 Samuel.
我们要念的是七章。
Chapter 7.
12到16。
Verse 12 through 16.
这一段话是在一个背景底下神对大卫说的。
Here, there is a background to this conversation that God told David.
那你从第七章的开始你就知道这个时候大卫要起义为耶和华建殿。
So if you read the beginning of chapter 7, you know that now David has the thought and plan to build a temple for God.
对，那么就在这个背景之下，神说了下面这段话。
So under this background, God spoke the following words.
我们看第七章的第十二节开始吧。
Chapter 7, verse 12.
你速速满足，与你列祖同岁的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位。我也必坚定他的国。
Verse 12, and when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom.
他必为我的名建造殿宇，必坚定，我必坚定他的国位，直到永远。
He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
跳到16节。
We'll jump to verse 16.
你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的国位也必坚定直到永远。
Verse 16, and thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee.Thy throne shall be established forever.
好，我们圣经就只念这么多。
We'll conclude the scripture reading for now.
我想在座的弟兄姊妹都知道，有关于大卫，当他得到王权之后，他跟扫罗不一样。
I think brothers and sisters here all know that after David came into the throne, that he was different from Saul.
这两个人都是蒙神拣选的人。
These two people have both been chosen by God.
都是同一个士师撒母耳膏的。
It was the same judge who anointed them.
而且都神给他们每一个人四十年做以色列的王。
And both were given 40 years to become king for the Israelites.
而且两个人都是很聪明的人。
And both are very smart people.
对，也都打过很多的仗。
And they fought in many battles.
对，也立过一些功劳。
And they've had their fill of victories.
可是，扫罗王做了四十年，被神废弃了。
Yet Saul had been king for 40 years.And then he was taken down by God.
大卫王神为他做见证，他说这个是合我心意的王。
And for David, God said, "This is a man after my own heart."
那么我们就要问一个问题。
So we need to ask a question.
两个都是基督徒。
Both are Christians.
两个都是被神的恩典所使用。
Both have been used by God's grace.
就是恩典来讲都是四十年都是一样长一模一样
By God's grace they're all the same 40 years just the same
可是结果却是相反
But their results are opposite
一个被神废掉了
One has been taken down by God
一个神非常的满意
One was pleased God was pleased with them
为什么
Why
都蒙恩呢
They were all have been saved by grace.
都做王啊。
They have been kings.
都四十年呢。
They all have been kings for 40 years.
为什么有一个结局是悲惨的，有一个却是蒙神悦纳的？
But why did one end it tragically and the other was pleasing to God?
我觉得这就影射到我们所有的基督徒。
I believe this reflects us as Christians.
我们被神拣选，对吗？
We've been chosen by God.
从万人当中。
Out of many thousands.
你我比那些没有信主的人并没有什么了不起啊。
You and I know better than these other people who don't believe.
我们蒙恩。
Yet we've been saved by grace.
而且都是一模一样的恩典，都是蒙耶稣基督宝血的恩典。
And it's the same grace. It's the grace of our Lord Jesus with His precious blood.
神给我们在这个地上，每个人都有相当一段日子活着。
And God has given us a certain number of years that we live on this earth.
可是问题在这里，当盖棺论定的时候，为什么有的人没有得到神的称许，有的人会被神称许说你是忠心良善的仆人呢？
But the question is this: some people, after they are dead, that some did not gain praises from God, the others would gain praises from God.
这不是我发明的，主耶稣自己说的。
This is not something I invented. Jesus himself said.
有人会，到我面前来说，主啊，主啊，我奉你的名传道，医病赶鬼，主说我不认识你啊。
And Jesus said there was somebody who would come to him and say, Lord, Lord, I preached in your name. I even cast out demons in your name. And the Lord Jesus said, I don't know you.
这不是很悲惨吗？
Isn't this tragic?
我相信那个到主面前来报功的人绝对是基督徒的，他不然不是怎么医病赶鬼讲道吗？
I believe those who came to the Lord are Christians because how would they preach and heal the sick? How did they cast out demons?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天有一个很实际的问题，就是
We have a very practical question here.
我们到底是扫罗型的基督徒呢，还是大卫型的基督徒？
Are we a Christian of Saul's type, or are we a Christian of the David's type?
听得懂吗？
Do you understand?
我们手上得到的是一模一样的东西啊。
In our hands, we are holding the same things.
结局不一样啊。
But the result is different.
这是很可怕的。
This is frightening.
那你就会发现保罗跟扫罗与大卫的差别在哪里呢？
So what is the difference between Saul and David?
当然有各方面的差别，我今天的重点是集中在他被称为大卫的儿子这个点上，我要发挥。
Of course, there are many different kinds of difference, but today I'm stressing on the point that there's the son of David.
这个点就是我们刚刚读的这个第七章。
This is the point that we read in chapter 7.
在这个点上，就是大卫起义要为耶和华怎么样建个殿。
And this point originated from how David wanted to build a temple for God.
我喜欢的翻译是
Make a bold.
建一个家，因为它原文的意思是个 house.
And he wants to build a house, his home, a house for God.
那我们中文圣经强调的是个殿，那么有的时候英文圣经翻译成 temple。
And in the Chinese version, we translate that word as in the temple, but it should say the house.
但是我觉得他在这个地方，大卫真正的心还不是一个冷冰冰的一个殿的代表性的东西。
I believe in the heart of David, it's not something can be represented by something cold like a temple.
因为在他的 vow, 就是在他的誓，在大卫曾经在诗篇一百43吧还是几篇，他有一个誓言。
In the Psalms, among the Psalms of David, he made a vow.
他那个誓言里面说，如果我不为耶和华找到安息的所在，我不容我的眼目打盹，我不容我自己上我的床榻，有没有？
And don't you remember that he made a vow that if I did not make a house for the God, for my God, then I will not allow myself to sleep and to rest.
他在那天所强调的，我如果不能为耶和华找到安息的所在。
And he was stressing that if I cannot find a resting place for the Lord.
那个是他 vow 里面的重点。
That was the focus of his vow.
因为在他的一生里头，他流离，他逃亡，他受了很多很多的苦。
Because during his life, he's been running away and he suffered many painful things.
在他这一生的痛苦里头，他忽然间发现，我不是唯一天涯的沦落人哦。
And during his running away and his persecution, his suffering, he realized I'm not the only one who's suffering in this place.
在他的流亡的生活里头，他突然间发现我是一个流亡的人，我的神也没有安息啊。
And in his exile, he realized I'm not the only one in exile, that God is not finding rest either.
所以他就 somehow 里头就明白了。
So somehow inside of him, he has an understanding.
我是没有家的人，但是神也是没有家的人啊。
I am one without a home, and God is one also without a home.
所以他就许愿了。
So he made a vow.
他说神啊。
He said, God.
我如果不能够为你找到一个可安息的所在，我这辈子没有安息的。
If I cannot find a resting place for you, if I cannot find a house for you, then this for my life, I will not find one for myself.
这是我们在他的诗篇里面你看得到的。
This is what we can find in his song.
有一天他得到了。
One day,
王权。
He succeeded in the throne.
他马上有行动。
And he took action.
这个王他的行动是什么呢？不是为自己谋求什么。
His action was immediate. He was not seeking for his own benefit.
他拿到王权，他第一个把耶路撒冷拿下来。
He became the king and he got Jerusalem.
然后他就立意要为耶和华建个家。
And he vowed to establish a house for the Lord God.
这是我们在这个撒母耳记里头你可以看得见的历史。
And this is the history we can see from the books of Samuel.
可是当他有这个心愿要做的时候，神就说话了，就刚刚我们念的那段话。
But as he had this mindset to do this, God spoke to him.
神是非常的感动。
God was very touched.
这个祷告就是他被蒙神说你是合我心意的，就在这个点上。
And this is the prayer that God has saw that it was so much that God said he is the man after God's heart.
但是神在这里说，我还要教你一个功课。
And God said, I still need to teach you a lesson.
我还要讲一个更重要的点在这里。
I want to tell you something that's more important.
我要的还不是那一个房子，因为耶和华不住人手所造的殿。
I'm not wanting to have this house because God does not live in a house made by men.
这样，让我先建立你的家。
And so let's do this. I'll establish your house first.
将来你有一个种。
And you will have a seed.
他要坐在你的宝座上。
He will sit on your throne.
他要为我建一个家。
He will establish a house for me.
他的王权怎么样？直到永远。
And he will be on the throne forever.
这是那天神对大卫讲的话。
This is what God told David on that day.
那么我们从字面来理解的时候，好像是指着他的儿子所罗门说的，对吗？
So if we just understand him from the context, it seems that he's referring to his son Solomon.
那事实历史告诉我们，也的确后来是他的儿子所在众儿子中间的唯一的那一个叫做所罗门的，他来为耶和华建了那一个第一个殿。
And also from history we see that it's truly that happened that Solomon among all his sons that he was the one who built the temple for God.
但是所罗门虽然照着这个预言果然他第一坐在大卫的宝座上，第二为神建了那个殿。可是有没有完全应验那一天神对大卫讲话的那个约呢？
So according to these words that Solomon truly sat on the throne later and established the temple for God, but did it truly fulfill every word that God has spoken on that day?
有没有？
Did it?
差什么？
What's missing then?
到永远，对吧？
The part about forever.
当年神讲话的时候，是讲到有一个种，要坐在你的宝座上，而且为我建一个家，直到永远。
When God spoke that year, that day, He was saying that there will be that seed who will build a house for my name and establish the throne of His kingdom forever.
所以你就知道，神那天讲话的时候是特有所指的。
So you know when God spoke that day, He actually has some special meaning.
神从外表来讲好像是他让所罗门建了那个殿，那是有他的代表性的意义。
So outwardly speaking, it seems that God led Solomon to build this temple and there it has its own meaning.
但是真正神心里面要的还是神当年自己所说的话，我不住人手所造的殿。
But what God wants in his heart is still the same words that he said, I do not live in a house that's built by man's hand.
是我没有安息。
Yes, I do not have rest.
是我没有家。
It's true, I don't have a home.
但是将来有一个王。
But in the future, there's a king.
是坐在宝大卫宝座上的。
He's going to sit on the throne of David.
他要为我建一个家，直到永远，那是我要住的地方。
He will build a home, a house for me, and that's the place I will live forever.
那是我永远安息的所在。
That is the place that I will rest forever.
这是一个应许。
This is a promise.
这也告诉我们。
This also tells us.
这件事也不是人办得到的。
This is not something that can be done by man.
对吗？
Right?
没有人办得到。
No one, no man can do this.
连大卫这种人，那么有才干，那么有心，神也不让他做，因为他知道这件事情还不是你大卫办得到的事。
Even David, who has such a heart and who's so capable, because he knows that this is not something that David can accomplish.
你的儿子只能代表性的给我这么做一个东西，作为一个样板，但是那不是实体。
Your son, he can do something outwardly as a symbol, but that's not the reality.
很简单的证明，过了几百年以后，那个殿就拆了嘛。
Very simply, because from history we know a few hundred years later that temple was taken down.
对不对？被这个尼布加尼撒王一把火给烧掉了。
And it was burned down by King Nebuchadnezzar.
那根本就没有到永远嘛。
It didn't last forever.
所以你就知道那个殿，那个物质的殿，并不是神心目中所要的东西啊。
So you know that physical temple is not something God wanted in His heart.
神真正的要是另外一个东西。
What God truly wants is something else.
是有一个特殊人物，他来为他完成的。
And there's a special character who will accomplish this for Him.
可是神没有解释。
But God did not explain.
就说完了，就完了。
And He finished speaking, and that's the end of it.
对吧
？Right.
但是一千年后。
But 1,000 years later.
有一个人看出来了。
Someone saw.
那是谁
？Who's that?
马太啊。
Matthew.
马太看出来了。
Matthew saw it.
在他最大的失望的里头。
In his greatest disappointment.
他离开了他的圣殿，该有的侍奉。
He left the work that he should have been doing in the temple.
他看见人所做的这些东西，通通是走样的。
He saw what's been done by man's hand. It's all out of shape.
通通是外表，通通是仪式。
It's all outwardly done, and it's all ceremonial.
心里面没有安息。
In his heart, there is no rest, no peace.
难道这就是我们所谓侍奉神，就是这副德性吗
？Is this what is supposed to be? How we should serve God?
哎呀，我还是走吧。
Why don't I just leave?
我起码做一件事，是凭着我的本事、我的良心可以安的事情，所以他去做税吏去了。
At least I would do something that's by my own capability and my conscience would say okay.
但是他并没有喜乐。
He went and became a tax collector, yet he had found no joy.
事业非常成功，但是并没有满足，没有喜乐。
He was successful in his career, but yet he does not find joy.
因为他知道圣经里面不是这样讲的。
Because he knows that in the scripture, that's not what it says.
可是路在哪里呢？
But where is the way? Where is the path?
等啊等。
He waited and waited.
等啊等。
He waited and waited.
有一天，在他的门口出现了。
Till one day he appeared at his door.
对吧？
Right?
跟他说，来，跟从我。
And said to him, come, follow me.
That's it.这就是那 magic moment.
That's the magic moment for him.
当然，他老早调查过耶稣是谁了，他掌对社会动态了若指掌。
Of course, he's done his research. He knows that what's going on in the surrounding society.
他不像我们很多的基督徒，只有主与他，其他一大都不知道。
And not like some Christians, they only know the Lord and Him and
nothing else. 他对社会上什么动静，他知道。
He knows what's going on in the world in a society.
所以当耶稣出现的时候，对他来讲根本不是陌生人。
So when Jesus appeared to him, he's not a stranger.
没有人会跟陌生人走的。
No one will go and leave with a stranger.
当然会跟他走的，因为他老早把他打听的清清楚楚了。
The reason he would follow him is because he's done his research and he knew who he was.
所以今天他忽然间出现在他我的 office 前面的时候，他简直是受宠。 若惊，哎呀，我哪里有这个福啊！
And so when Jesus appeared at the door of his office, he was so shocked. He thought, "Wow, how am I chosen?" And he's felt blessed.
是当我们的主走进你的生命里头的时候，你应该有这个感觉。哎呀，我是谁啊？居然蒙这么大的恩宠，你来找我，我哪里配啊？
When our Lord entered in your life, you should have the similar, same feeling that how am I and what am I worthy of such great blessing and such great grace? And I'm just not worthy.
所以他二话不说，马上走。
So he didn't say a thing. He just followed.
现在他看见，他就是那个新约里面，那个旧约里面，当年对我们的大卫王说过的话嘛。
Now he saw that this is the one that the one that's referred to by the words God spoken to David.
他要为耶和华建一个家，使耶和华可以安息的所在。He
wants to build a house for the Lord God so that God can rest.
这是大卫做王的原因。This
is the reason for David to be king.
他做王不是为自己。
He was king not for himself.
他做王是为着什么？
He became king.
神的满足。
It's for the pleasure of God.
神的安息。
It's for the rest of God.
这是我们蒙恩的原因。
This is the reason for us to be saved.
不是me, 是他, 是 him.
It's not for me, it's for him.
扫罗呢？
What about Saul?
蒙恩。
When he was saved, given grace.
为谁啊? Huh?
For who?
Me.
It was for himself.
基督徒就这两类型。
There are just two types of Christians.
也是耶稣为我，或者我为耶稣。 That's the only difference. 这是唯一的不同。到底是耶稣为我，还是我为耶稣嘞？
The one type would say Jesus is all for me, and the other type is I for me, for Jesus. There are just these two types.
听清楚了哈。
Do you hear clearly?
扫罗与大卫的区别只有这一点。
The difference between Saul and David is only this.
都做王。
They were both kings.
但是一个是为自己做王，一个是为主做王。
One was king for himself, the other is king for the Lord's sake.
所以你就会发现，耶稣来了。So
you discover Jesus came.
耶稣自己做一个很重要的宣告，是旧约里面的一句话。Jesus
made an important proclamation. It's something quoted from the Old Testament.
神啊，我来了，你赐给我一个身体。He
said, God, I came here, and you have given me this body.
为的是要遵行你的旨意。So
that I can carry out your will.
耶稣做王。 他不是为他自己来做王的。Jesus
is the king, not for his own sake.
今天我们基督徒是很 exciting， 哇，将来要与主同掌权、同作王，哈利路亚，赞美主。So
as Christians today, we feel excited because in the future we're going to reign with him, we're going to be kings with him, and we praise the Lord.
结果我们个个变成洪秀全，洪秀全。And
we were all like that, a leader, revolutionary 洪秀全。
这是中国历史里面一个人物，他也是做王太平天国，他也在讲天国。And
he's a king. He claimed himself to be a king for the kingdom of the peace at that time period of the modern history in China.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们基督徒很多人是做着做王的梦。A
lot of times we have this dream of being a king.
但是可惜的，你那个王梦是扫罗型的梦。
And what's a shame is that this dream is a Saul type of dream.
所以当这个信息出来的时候，
So when this message was delivered,
悔改，因为天国近了。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
悔改什么啊？
What are you repenting for?
我偷过妈妈的钱，我恨过什么人，我嫉妒过什么事，这都是平常我们所谓悔改的事儿。
Oh, I stole money from my mom. I've been jealous of so and so, and these are all the things that we repent for.
对吧？我把老婆骂了一顿，我又怎么样怎么样？总是这些芝麻绿豆大的小罪，我们认了半天。
And we confess to all these trivial things. I've scolded my wife. We've done this wrong and that wrong.
是这些是罪，应该悔改，没有错。
And truly, these are sins and transgressions that we should confess to.
但是根本问题根本就不在那里。
But that's not the issue.
问题在哪里？
Where's the issue?
问题是谁在宝座的问题。
And the issue is who is on the throne.
这里讲的天国近了，你们应该悔改。这个悔改就是从这个，这里有一个国，是天国，必须是该做王座的，该做宝座的人坐宝座，不要不该坐的坐上去。
And so here it talks about repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and here is the kingdom with the throne, and the issue is who is sitting on this throne, the one who should be there or the one who shouldn't be there.
我们的难题是我们希望神祝福我，但是主啊，让我仍然，坐在这里吧。
And our difficulty is we hope for God to bless us, but the problem is we still want God to let us sit there.
在宝座上。
Sitting on the throne.
对不对？所以我们很多的基督徒基本上是这样的，就是说，Don't call me, I will call you.
So as Christians, oftentimes we say, Don't call me, I'll call you.
你不要打电话给我，
Don't,
我有事我打给你。
If I have a problem, I'll call you.
这个耶稣是我们的 servant.
And we treat Jesus like our servant.
我们很喜欢唱一首诗歌，不是叫 Servant King 吗？耶稣是 servant king 吗？
Don't we like to sing this hymn? Jesus is a servant king.
因为我们那个完全把那首诗歌唱歪掉了。
We have completely twisted the song.
他是王是王，但是他是我的 servant.
He's the king, but he is my servant.
我没搞错。
Something wrong here.
所以，耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
耶稣是大卫的儿子。
Jesus is the son of David.
他是做王的，而且要做到永远。
He is the king, and he will be the king forever.
他来带着一个使命来的。
He came with a mission.
他做王不是为他自己做王的。
He became king not for his own sake.
他来是要完成一个使命，叫做为神建一个家，成为神可安息的所在，到永远。
He came with a mission that he is coming to make a house so that God can find rest.There forever.
我希望这个点，我们把它带回家。
I hope that we would bring this point home with us.
成为我们这个新的一年往后到主回来之前，我们每一个人心中的那个向神的许愿，像大卫一样。
I hope that this will become our vow in this new year and looking forward that we'll carry it. This will be our vow.
神今天救你。
God has saved you today.
神给你一个美好的环境。
God has given you a good environment.
神给你创造这么好的条件，很多的人跟你比，简直是没得比了。
God has created all these good conditions for you. Nobody else can compare with.
让我今天很严肃地说，这不是为着你而已啊。
Let me solemnly state today, this is not for your own sake.
你今天得到这么大的救恩与这么多的祝福。
You have received such great salvation and so great a blessing.
你可以把它变成像扫罗一样。
You can turn it into the way Saul did.
你也可以把它变成像大卫一样。
You can also turn it the way David did.
如果你能够摸到这个点，
If you touched upon this point,
你在神的面前像大卫一样能够在神的面前许一个愿。
Like David, you make a vow before God.
如果我的神，
If my God,
没有得着安息的所在。
Did not find a piece of rest.
我不容我的眼目打盹，我不容我的身体上我的床榻。
I will not allow my eyes to fall asleep. I will not let my body rest on the bed.
你让我活在这个世界。
You allow me to live in this world.
我人整个人生的意义就是让你找到可安息的所在。
The whole meaning of my life.Is to allow you to find a resting place.
这个就包括了整个大卫的一生，他所在他一生的故事里头告诉我们的。
This is told to us by the story of David. This encompasses his whole life.
他有软弱，没有错。
He had weaknesses, no doubt about it.
但是他被神看中的就是这个点。
But yet there is something that God has stressed upon him.
那这个故事是在旧约中我们看见的一段重要的历史。
This story is an important history that we see.
现在马太把它指出来的时候，那个历史的实际真正的应验者是这个耶稣，这位耶稣。
So Matthew has pointed out the reality for fulfilling this from the Old Testament is Jesus.
这是他的使命。
This is his mission.
对，他来上十字架不是他的目的，他来上十字架是他达到目的的什么？手段方法。
He came to come to die on the cross, but that's not his purpose.The reason that he went to the cross is the way of working.
他掌权不是他的目的。
The reason he held the power, that's not his purpose.
不是为了做王而做王。
He's not being king for the purpose of being king.
他做王是拿到这个权来执行神给他的使命。
He was king so that he gained the power to accomplish the mission that God has given him.
所以最后的目的你如果搞不清楚，你我得到的恩典就会走火入魔。
So if you're not sure or clear about the ultimate purpose, then with the grace that we have, then we are easily misled.
这是我们基督徒的危机。
This is a crisis for us as Christians.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们来到了这个最后的一段路了。
Today we are coming down to the last stretch.
我们当然说不清楚前面还有几年。
Of course, we don't know exactly how many years we have ahead of us.
但是就我自己对圣经的理解，我敢大胆地说。
According to my own understanding of the Bible, I can boldly speak.
不长了。
It's not long.
是指日可待了。
Something that's imminent.
因为所有的兆头。在我们的周遭显现的
because all of these signs that are surrounding us
通通有一个特征
they all have a characteristic
对跟以前的地球上有发生天灾人祸这个有古以来都有了
and that's different comparing to all these disasters happening natural or man-made from the ancient time to now
但这都不是重点
but that's not the focal point
今天所有发生的天灾人祸。
But what happened today? All the disasters happening now.
的共同点在哪里？
What's their common point?
Global.
It's global.
是世界性的。
This, they are all happening globally.
这是以前没有看过的。
This is something we never saw before.
但是现在，所有在这个世界上发生的这些大灾大难什么的，你会发现它通通是 global, 全球性的。
But when we look at the great disasters happening now, they are all happening globally.
你看看这一个所谓的阿拉伯的春天，这个茉莉花革命。
If you look at the spring of the Arabs and then the revolution of jasmine.
看见没有？它的起点不过就是在 Tunisia 这么一个人自焚嘛，他把自己烧了，然后这个一点点火，嚯，烧遍整个的阿拉伯国家。
It started just by one person who burned himself to death in Tunisia in such a small country, and then this fire was lit everywhere in all the Arab country.
然后你会发现，他这整个的这个所谓的示威行动，不但在阿拉伯国家，甚至美国、中国、苏联，各处南美，都你都看到，非洲，就是五大洲都看见同样的事。
And you are seeing the same protest and demonstration happening everywhere in America, in South America, Africa, Russia, China, in all the continents. It was happening.
以前没有过的。
Never happened before.
为什么？
Why?
现在有 Twitter, 有什么 Facebook, 这些玩意儿全都是让这些火点起来全球性的原因啊。
Because now we have Twitter, we have Facebook, and these are all reasons to enable these things happen, the fire lit everywhere in the world globally happening.
所以这是空前的，以前没有过的。
This is something that has never happened in history before.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们的的确确是来到 最后一段路了。
We truly have come down to the last stretch.
我们也没有几年可以好好爱爱主了。
And not many years left for us to truly love the Lord properly.
听得懂吗？
Do you understand?
有一个弟兄说，主回来的时候，每一个人都是玛利亚，都想高高拿香膏膏主啊。
And one brother said once that when the Lord returns, everybody would try to imitate Mary, try to bring the ointment to Jesus, anoint him.
但是那一天主荣耀回来的时候，用不着阁下去膏他了。
And but when our Lord returns in glory, there's no need for you to anoint him.
要膏主。在四福音的时候，是在他上十字架以前就高了，只有玛利亚抓住时间了。
And so only Mary was taking the right timing before the Lord went to the cross. And
今天我们要爱主。
Today if we want to love the Lord.
就是在主还没有回来之前。
We need to take the opportunity before the Lord returns.
主回来那天，大家都爱主，那没有问题的。
When the Lord returns that day, everybody loves the Lord.
但是
no question about it.
能够被主欣赏的。是在他还没有回来以前，你能够高上他，那就对了。
If you want to be seen by the Lord, if you want to be loved by the Lord, then you have to take the time now to love him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你如果能够在主没有回来以前，能够像马太一样
，If before the Lord returns, you can be like Matthew，
他听见主向他呼召。
He heard the calling from the Lord.
他撇下一切跟随。
He left everything behind and followed the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
不是因为他傻瓜。
Not because he was a fool.
他知道他要什么。
He knows what he wants.
他也知道他所信的是谁。
He also knows who he is believing in.
对不对？他对耶稣的了解是透明的，完全知道他是谁。
He understands who Jesus is. It's a transparent understanding. He completely understands who he is.
所以他的行动是清清楚楚，毅然决然。
So his actions are very, very clear and crisp and clear cut.
对 ，good， 没有任何的犹豫，因为他对他的对象完全知道了。
There is no hesitation because he completely understands this person, this object.
今天我们在那里抖抖嗦嗦的，一下子前怕老虎，后怕狼，左右考虑，右考虑，一大堆的 excuse。
Today we are hesitating. We have so many excuses, and there is wolves in front and other animals behind us. We are all hesitating.
走不上去。
We cannot walk on this path.
我要怎么说呢？
How should I say it?
说到底，好好的来问主啊，你是谁？
Ultimately, we need to ask, Lord, who are you?
你越认识他，你越能够相信他。
The more you know him, the more you can trust him.
你知道他是谁，你就不用为自己考虑这么多了。
If you know who he is, you don't need to worry so much about the other things.
你就摆上去了。
Just offer it all.
你摆上去了，水就开了。
If you consecrate yourself, the water will open up for you.
听懂了吗？
Do you understand?
脚踩下去了，水就会开的。你不要在那边看，哎呦，水这么多，水这么多，怎么过去啊？不行啊。
You just put your foot down, and the water will separate for you. If you look at just so much water, you dare not put your foot down.
马太是如此。
Matthew was like this.
当然，彼得也是如此。
Of course, Peter was like this.
我提到说，这个戴德森也是如此。
I also mentioned Hudson Taylor. He was this.
当然，这样的见证人如同云彩一样围绕着我们。
Because there are witnesses like clouds surrounding us.
只要你打开眼睛，这些见证人都在。
If you open your eyes, there are all these witnesses.
有做骨的，已经走了。
Some were dead, passed away.
但是现在活着还有。
Even living today, there are still more.
你不要说没有啊，有，你瞎眼了。
Don't say there's nobody like this. You must be blind.
他们都像云彩一样围绕着我们。
They are surrounding us like cloud.
走上去。
Walk on it.
你不会后悔的。
You will not regret.
因为他是可信的。我们纵然失信，他 是可信的。
Because he is faithful. Even though if we are not faithful, he is faithful.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
我们这一生在地上只有活一次。
We only live once on this earth.
将来如何完全决定今天如何。
What holds for us in the future, it's up to what we do today.
对。再说一次。
I'll repeat.
将来如何
？What holds for us in the future?
决定于今天你如何活。
It's decided by how we live today.
你可以做扫罗型基督徒，你也可以做大卫型的基督徒。
You can be a Christian like the Saul type of Christian. You can be a David type of Christian.
这个决定权在谁的手里
？Who holds the power to make this decision?
你自己。
You yourself.
没有人可以替你做选择。
No one can make the choice for you.
求神帮助我们每一个人。
May God help each one of us.
我们低头祷告好吗
？Let's bow and pray.
在我们祷告的时候
，When we bow for prayer,
我们还有一点时间。
We have a little time left.
我愿意，我们中间有感动的弟兄姊妹。
I would like brothers and sisters who have been touched.
这四天的时间我们在山上。
For 4 days we spent here up on the mountaintop.
神总有一句话说在你的里面。
There must be some words that God had placed in your heart.
我盼望现在。
I hope that now.
你有一个对他的反应。
You have some response to him.
好吗？我们。不用急，我们离吃饭的时间还有一段时间。
We still have some time left. There is no hurry, no need to hurry for lunch.
我在国内带聚会的时候，我最感动的一件事情，就是信息完有一段时间是弟兄姊妹回应神的时间。
And the thing when I go to China and share our message, the moment that I treasure most is after the end of the message, there is a time of responding from brothers and sisters.To the message.
我们今天不需要，匆匆忙忙跑掉。
We don't need to hurry away today.
我们可以在神的面前安静。
We can be quiet before God.
如果主这次对你有话
，If God has given you words this time,
请你站起来。
Please stand up.
你带我们祷告。
Lead us in prayer.
好吗？我们下面一点祷告
的时间。Can we do that? We have a time of prayer following.
我们这样渺小不洁不堪的人
We who are so small and unclean and unworthy
你却厌中了我们
And you have chosen us
你给我们你自己儿子的生命
You have given us the life of your son
你赦免我们那一些可怕的罪
You have forgiven us from those frightful sins that we have
你呼召我们这些软弱的人来跟从你的儿子
You called us ones who are weak and to follow your son
主啊你的心何等宽宏
Lord how great and immense is your heart
你的恩典何等浩大
How great is your grace?
你对我们这样小信的人的忍耐，超过我们配得，也超过我们了解的。
Your patience is beyond our understanding and what we can understand deserve.
直到今天，在这个时刻，这个当儿，你仍然向我们呼召，你仍然向我们施恩。
Until today, you're still calling to us. You still grant grace to us.
当我们看见耶和华的怒气正在这个地球上焚烧
，When we still see the wrath of God burning on this earth.
主啊，你却对我们仍然是施行你的慈爱。
And yet you still give us your love and compassion.
主，我们只有低头向你说，主，我们对不起你啊。
Lord, we can only bow our heads and say we're sorry that we shortchanged you.
我们需要在你面前深深的悔改。
We must repent deeply before you.
这次你向我们再次把你的宝座上的心意向我们启示。
This time again, you revealed your heart desire from your throne.
你的心从来没有改变。
Your heart desire has never changed.
从你的儿子第一次来
from the first time your son came
到今天
till today
你仍然如此
you are still the same
我们是天天变来又变去
we are the ones who change every day
我们现在对你说这样好我们愿意奉献
we say now good we are going to offer ourselves to you
明天回去是什么样我们自己都不知道
but we don't know what we are going to be like tomorrow
但是主我们就是这样的一个材料
Lord, but we are made of material like this.
你在创世以前就拣选了我们这样的材料
You have chosen us as such material from the beginning, before the foundation of the world was established.
我们看我们自己是实在没什么盼望
When we look at ourselves, even we feel hopeless.
主啊，连我们的悔改都需要你的宝血常常来洗一洗
Even our repentance needs to be cleansed by your precious blood.
但是主你知道你在我们身上做的是什么
But Lord, you know what you, are do, what you have done upon us.
但愿我们虽然是一个小信的人
Lord, may even when we are still men of little faith.
但是在你并没有难成的事
Yet from you, there is no, nothing is impossible.
越难越显出你的大能
The more difficult it seems that the more it manifests your power.
越不可能就越显出你的荣耀。
The more impossible it seems, the more it manifests your glory.
因此我们就放心了。
Therefore, we are comforted.
因为像我们这种不可能的人你要把它变成可能。
Because impossible people like us, you would turn us into possible.
沙漠可以开出江河。
You can bring out a stream from the desert.
主啊，我们相信，在这个沙漠的年代，我们好像看不见什么的时候，我们相信你的恩典要从宝座上一直流下来。
And in these years that seem like in years of the desert, that but from the throne that your grace will flow down and flood us.
要成为一个大的河。
It will become a great river.
要把所有的短缺通通掩盖。
It will flood over all the shortcomings.
要让这条河的周围长满了生命的树。
So that along the river that you will, there will be full of trees of life.
所有的死亡要被生命吞吃。
All the death will be swallowed up by life.
瞎子要看见。
The blind will see, the lame will walk.
聋子要听见。
And the dumb will hear.
主啊，我们都要蒙医治。
Lord, we will all be healed.
我们都要成为你儿子的心腹。
We will all become bride for your son.
主啊，让我们今天就经历你的死而复活的大能吧。
Lord, today allow us to experience your resurrection power.
改变我们这一群看起来没有希望的人，但是主，你就是我们的希望。
Change us as we are a group of people without hope, but Lord, you are our hope.
看起来极其软弱的人，但是主，你就是我们的能力。
And we who seem weak, but you are our strength.
因此我们就赞美你。
By this and for this, we praise you.
因此我们把自己没有保留的放在你的祭坛上。
Therefore, with our reservation, we place ourselves on the altar.
你看着我们。
You look after us.
不让我们逃。
So that we can't escape.
你抓紧我们。
You grab onto us.
让我们能够完全的被你爱的火焚烧成灰
so that we can be completely burnt by your fire of love
成为一个馨香的火祭
to become the fragrant burnt offering
成为你心满意足的食物
to be the food that satisfies your heart
愿你得满足
may you be satisfied
我们才有满足
then we can be satisfied
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.